schools are already open in some Massachusetts communities, but classes in the largest school district, the city of Boston, begin next week. With days to go, there are questions about whether Boston can get all students to school, as the contract with unionized school bus drivers was due to expire today. There have been some bus driver no-shows this week, preventing some charter school students in Boston from getting to their schools. So we want to know what's happening this morning. WBUR's Max Larkin is at the Freeport Ave bus lot to see how everything's going. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So from what we know so far, are there more problems this morning?
I think it's hard to know for sure. There are four bus slots, and I'm only at one of them. I will say I've seen eight or nine buses roll off the lot. There's been an air of mystery around this story, Bob. We don't know quite what's driving these absences, but I did see Transdev dispatchers kind of feverishly connecting buses with drivers, and so they are working hard, and buses are rolling.
Transdev is the bus contract company.
That's exactly right.
Can we say, is this a labor demonstration of some sort with this contract issue coming up?
We've been trying to figure that out for the past few days. The drivers are not really talking. There was no one in their union office when I went to visit the other day. Mayor Walsh, for his part, insists this is not a labor dispute. He put it down more to bureaucratic wrangling. The Boston Public Schools had their transportation chief leave somewhat abruptly. The mayor did say he was annoyed, but he did spread the blame around yesterday.
We hire a company to do this. If we have to work more closely with the company, then we will, and we'll work with them to straighten this thing out. But, you know, to the parents that I just want to apologize, this should not be happening. I apologize for the inconvenience in the last couple of days, and I'm hopeful in the very near future, like tomorrow, that this is resolved.
So, Max, what do we know about the contract negotiations with the drivers, who we should point out are not employees of the city? They work for the contractor that operates city school buses, Transdev.
Yeah, we know that the drivers' union has historically complained of their treatment at the hands of that contractor. Again, neither the drivers nor Transdev is responding to requests for comment, but on the union's Facebook page, they recently complained of unfair disciplinary treatment, cuts to bus safety checks and employee benefits, and they posted a phrase sort of somewhat enigmatically that says, shut Transdev down. So a lot of people are projecting things onto that. But again, the mayor, for his part, says they're a lot closer to a contract deal than we might imagine, and that he doesn't imagine there'll be a major disruption based on that negotiation.
Although we should point out that just a few years ago in 2013, there was a bus driver strike. So what about parents who were trying to make plans for getting their kids to school at the beginning of the school year in Boston for public schools next week?
Yeah, we have until Thursday on obviously this long weekend. They've got some time to figure out what's going on. The city is optimistic that this will be resolved and not massively disruptive at the start of the school year under the new interim superintendent, Laura Peril. But without enough drivers for just the small number of routes operating this week, it does lead some people to get a little nervous. Here's Mika A. Brown. She lives in Dorchester. She's got two kids at the Conservatory Lab Charter School, which opened this week. She says her family has already had to deal with hours of delays in total over the course of the past few days.
Luckily for me, I have a very flexible schedule, as does my husband, but some of my friends don't have that situation and they can't afford to get to work late. So we're all just furious.
Now, Ms. Brown added that this isn't something new for her family, that they've come to expect this kind of delay, misconnections, a lack of information over the past few years. And, you know, they say it's just a frustrating experience not knowing when the bus is going to come for their two young children.
WBUR's Max Larkin out looking at school buses this morning in Dorchester. Thanks a lot, Max.
Thank you, Bob.